You're listening to SBS News. A new report released this week by the Workplace Gender Equality Agency has found the financial cost of the gender pay gap accelerates across a woman's lifetime, peaking in the late 50s at a difference of $53,000. WGEA's Ages and Wages report investigates how and why the gender pay gap changes at different stages across a lifetime. It lists key actions that employers can take to address it. WGEA CEO Mary Wooldridge spoke to SBS On The Money's Stephanie Youssef.
So Mary, this report shows the gender pay gap doesn't just exist, it actually grows as women age, peaking at a $53,000 difference in their late 50s. Why are women falling so far behind as their careers progress?
So it is some very dramatic results that we're releasing today showing that women's the gender pay gap starts in your early 20s and grows all the way through your career and peaks in the late 50s. A critical part of this is the time women need to take out of the workforce for parental and caring responsibilities. And we see that the acceleration in the gender pay gap happens in the 30s. So it's really important to recognise this and there are opportunities to address and try and ameliorate the challenges of this increasing differential between what women and men are earning in the workplace.
The age of 34 is that real turning point. How can employers step in to stop that slide?
Well, the gender pay gap is made up of both the combination of pay and the composition of the workforce. So employers not only need to, as is the law, pay people the same for similar or the same roles, but also be cognizant that as people progress into more senior positions, they obviously have the opportunity to earn more. When women have caring responsibilities, they often need more flexible work. They may need part-time work, and often they don't have access to the senior managerial positions when they also need to work flexibly. So it's absolutely critical that employers acknowledge this, think about how they can design work in a way that enables people to work flexibly to be able to do it, and in doing so, have access to the capabilities and the skills of both women and men at senior levels in the workplace.
Women are also experiencing the sticky floor effect, but even if they make it into managerial positions, they're earning less than men.
Absolutely. So even with women at the most senior levels of organisations, we see a very significant gender pay gap. So CEOs, for example, have a differential of nearly a couple of $100,000 in terms of, on average, what women earn and what men earn. And this is a combination both of the industries that women and men are in these roles, with men predominantly in those higher paying industries and women in lower paying industries. But it's also a reflection of some of the biases that sit behind the remuneration that men and women earn in the workplace, even when you're at the most senior levels.
What are some of the wider financial impacts that this equality may have on women's lives? For example, smaller super balances. And does that expose women to higher levels of financial stress later in life?
So the fact that the gender pay gap starts in your early 20s and continues throughout a career, peaking in the late 50s, does have dramatic ramifications more broadly as well, and particularly on retirement savings. Because the gender pay gap reflects average remuneration between men and women. When women consistently earn less each and every year, that also reflects on the savings that are put away for retirement. We do see concerns and a big differential between the retirement savings of women and men. What the ramifications of this are can be substantial. It means that women have less capacity to save and invest for their futures. And in the more immediate terms, it can mean a lower capacity to provide for families, afford housing, and address, you know, the day-to-day necessities in an environment where costs are high and rising fast. We know that many single parent families are actually the single parent is a woman. And these situations, the gender pay gap exacerbates even further the financial pressure.
The report also notes that improving fairness for women benefits men as well. How so?
Well, addressing and closing the gender pay gap does benefit everyone. We know, for example, that men are also seeking greater flexibility, and that might be for caring responsibilities or other things. We know that men want to access parental leave, but it's not always available equally for men and women. And what we need to do is we need to change what's called the ideal worker norm, where people have an expectation that if you work, you know, someone who works for you is on 24/7, always available. And that by definition often tends to be a man because the caring responsibilities are largely taken by women. So we need to change those norms. We need to build flexibility into roles, including at the most senior level. We need to support men to take parental leave. And we know when that happens, that fundamentally changes the nature of the caring relationship in the home as well. So if more men take parental leave, that's greater engagement that they have and the opportunity to have with their kids, but it also changes the dynamic on an ongoing basis for who's doing the care and who's doing the paid work in the household.
Given that women are earning about $1.5 million less over a lifetime, how urgent is it for employers and policymakers to act? And what would real progress look like?
This is really important to take action, and we are seeking to accelerate change. We've had slow progress year on year in terms of closing the gender pay gap, but we want to accelerate that, and it needs to accelerate. What it looks like in the future is that men and women do have a gender equal experience in the workplace, that they are not experiencing bias or discrimination, that time out of the workforce is a natural and accepted part of that, but that is not detrimental to future careers and opportunities, and that our industries are more balanced and less segregated. We have highly feminized industries in areas like healthcare and social assistance, which tend to be lower paid, and our higher paying industries like mining, once again, are really dominated by men. So we want to make sure that men and women can use their full range of skills and capabilities. They can have an equal experience at work to really make that contribution to earn well, but also balance and manage other responsibilities that they have in their lives.
Mary, thank you so much.